talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, as always. And as always, we're going to give away a free T-shirt to the third caller today, a designer T-shirt designed by Crude himself. Free T-shirt, third caller. A lot happened over the weekend. A lot of places we could start, but I'm going to tell you where we're going to start. The COVID relief bill passed by the Senate. The COVID relief bill passed by the Senate with some tweaks from the House version. It always happens. I'm going to go over some of it. Then it goes back to the House. They have to vote on the same thing. Nancy Pelosi, I think, has control of the House of the Democratic caucus, and I think it will pass. That means that the checks can be in the mail and the unemployment comp can be not in the mail. It'll just be there so that people don't have uninterrupted unemployment comp. What the bill does, sends a $1,400 check to anybody who made $75,000 or less in their 2019 return. The 2019 return. Why the 2019 return? Because the 2020 return isn't due till April 15 of this year. That's why. It was the last return. A lot of people since then have lost their jobs. They've been downsized. The fact is that some people say, well, you know what we should do is just examine everybody and see, well, if they still have a job, maybe they don't get it. What is their circumstance? There are 340 million people in this country, and you're not going to be doing that in a 2 or 3 week period before unemployment comp runs out. Every economist has looked at this has said, well, that is the most reasonable way to do this, to get money back into this economy and prevent it from foundering. It also will provide an extra $300 a week in unemployment comp till Labor Day, all through the summer, the end of March, April, May, June, July, and August, 6 months. There was a kerfluffle over that. Joe Manchin of West Virginia, the original figure Biden wanted was $400. Joe Manchin, remember, Joe Manchin has to get elected in West Virginia, and even though West Virginia would profit from unemployment comp, that West Virginia would do very well with all of this. The Republican Party down there is gunning for him all the time. So they made a deal with the Biden administration. It was reduced from $400 to $300, but the first $10,000 in unemployment comp is tax-free. So in the long run, people who really needed this are going to net out just fine, just fine. It's very, very good. There'll be $350 billion for state and local government. State and local government is getting pounded around the country. You know, people are defaulting on their state taxes because they have no money. There's increased strains on everything from vaccinations to public health to food pantries. The Republicans did not want that. They fought against that. Not a single Republican in the Senate voted for this. Not a single one. It passed 50 to 49. If it had been 50-50, Kamala Harris would have come in and broken the tie. So why was it 50-49? Because Senator Sullivan of Alaska, a Republican, didn't show up to vote. He is a sneaky Pete. He really is a sneaky Pete. I think what it was Alaska would do very well under this, but he knows that he's a Republican and that they would kill him and fry him in his caucus if he voted for it. So he lay in the weeds. That sly Sullivan lay in the weeds. Didn't vote, so it passed 50 to 49. It provides $130 billion for schools, primary and secondary schools. they badly need it. You know, a lot of these schools, it's not just some kids don't have computers. A lot of these schools around the country aren't geared up to do pandemic teaching. They aren't geared up to be able to do a lot of this virtually. And then they have to clean up the classrooms when they come back. They have to make sure that they are COVID-free classrooms and wash them down and do a lot of things. $130 billion. Very glad to see that. $14 billion for vaccine distribution. Doesn't do you any good to have vaccines if it's not distributed. If the vaccine is not in your arm, what good does it do you? You could sit on a desert island with boxes of vaccines, but if it does not get in your arm, it doesn't do you any good. This is $14 billion for vaccine distribution around the United States. It has a couple of other things. $12 billion for nutrition assistance and helping small business. $12 billion. Essential. Small businesses are going under. The majority of restaurants are going to go under because of this pandemic. And a restaurant might employ 20 people if you count up all the servers, wait staff, cooks, dishwashers, people who supply it, truck drivers with food, that kind of thing, the whole chain. You have over 50% of our restaurants going out of business. That's a huge employment hit, huge employment hit. This gives some money to small businesses, hopefully keeping some of them in business. Then there is a child tax credit, And credit is a misnomer. It's a misnomer because it's actually cash. $3,000 per child under five and under. $2,500 per child, six and over. And there's a cap, I think, of $10,000. The reason for that is to beat childhood poverty. On the tax returns of wealthy people, it's simply going to show up as a deduction or a credit, rather, and they're not getting any money. But, you know, there are a lot of poor people in this country, a lot of people making minimum wage, and their kids have to eat, and they have to have clothes, they have to have school supplies. $45 billion is going to rent and mortgage assistance. Rent and mortgage assistance. A lot of renters can't pay. There's an eviction moratorium. Texas court, right-wing Republican Texas court ruled that was unconstitutional. That's going up in the appeal chain. But, you know, you can't just say there's an eviction moratorium and, by the way, landlords suck it up. You know, we're not talking about big landlords here. We're talking about people who own a couple of fourplexes, a couple of condos, couple of just rental properties that they maintain. That is very common around the country. Are they supposed to not pay top property taxes or pay them out of their other income? Are they supposed to not maintain the houses? No. This is rental and mortgage assistance to keep people in their homes. The Republican idea is no eviction moratorium. So, well, we have to be rugged individuals. Well, let me tell you something. If you had tens of millions of people suddenly on the street, there'd be a revolution in this country. They would find a place to stay, and it would be at your place, okay? So let's knock it off, Republicans, okay? Just knock it off. You're not going to evict tens of millions of people, period, end of story. $13 billion more for small business and live venues, theaters, that kind of thing. Theaters are the cultural lifeblood of a lot of communities. These actors make no money anyway. The managers make no money, and now they make really no money because there's no live performances. This will help to sustain it. There's a lot of other things in there too. But the fact is that this bill is a lifesaver, and every Republican voted against it. It'll take 13 million kids out of poverty. It'll take, I should say, 13 million people out of poverty, 6 million kids out of poverty. And if it were made permanent, in other words, these tax credits, it would cut child poverty in half. There's nothing sadder. Do you know that there are kids that are homeless that go to school? In New York, there are a lot of kids that are homeless. How hard was it for you to do homework and to live? And how hard would it have been if you'd been homeless? You can't have that in this country. You cannot have that in this country. And that's what this bill is addressed at doing. Now, in the House, you have so-called progressives who may say, well, it doesn't go far enough. They took out the $15 minimum wage because Manchin and Sinema wouldn't vote for it. Well, suck it up, guys. Let's pass this thing. Okay, that's the way it works. That's the way it works for now. We're going to get 15. Otherwise, I'm going to explain a little later in the show how to do it. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. We've got a lot more coming up, but 15 has been split off. If you don't like 300 instead of 400 a week for unemployment, remember they're not paying taxes now up to 10 grand. This is a good bill. Get behind it. Tell progressives to get behind it. Coming to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.